Locker room chats continue as we are into the final week of the regular season here in high school football. A lot still to be played out here on a Friday night, and an opportunity to talk with Onega head football coach, that is Ben Coulterman. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies as well. Coach, you look at where your team is at now compared to the start of the year. You started 0-3, although it was a very tough schedule with Clifton, Clyde, Hanover, and Frankfort. But since those three losses, you have rattled off four straight wins. This last week at Blue Valley, 70-26. What's the big key kind of for the turnaround to where you're at right now in this season?
Well, I mean, really, you take away the Clifton Clyde game, and we really haven't played bad football all season, really. The Clyde game, I just felt I didn't do a very good job of getting us ready and prepared for that game. But, you know, really, the last games, the rest of the way after that game, we played pretty solid football.
Yeah, and it seems like both sides of the ball has been very, very good as well. In this four-game win streak, 60-plus points in two of them. You hit 70 against Blue Valley and then 58 in the win over Beloit St. John's Tipton. So it seems like the offense is kind of humming at the right time.
Yeah, we think so. You know, obviously, you know, we do what we do. We like to be physical up front. We try to establish the run. And then we'll take whatever the defense will give us, too.
When you look at the district right now, of course, Axtell's already clinched the District 3 title. Frankfort, the runner-up finish, but you've locked up a spot in the postseason, but you're just trying to jockey for that third or fourth spot. You guys in Hanover, both 3-2 in district play right now, so looking for a potential win and then a possible third-place finish in this district. So what's the mindset like with the coaches, and how are you communicating the importance of this game to your team this week?
Well, it's kind of the same approach we take every week. This is the most important game of the season, is this week, and that's how we coach, and that's our approach every week, and it doesn't change this week. You know, I mean, yeah, we want to win. The third spot's better than the fourth spot, so we're going out, and we're going to try to win this ball game.
And a monster test coming up to wrap up the regular season on a Friday night as the Buffaloes welcome in number one Axtell. We'll talk about that matchup coming up next. Continuing to talk with Onega head football coach, that's Ben Coulterman. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, again, a big win last week at Blue Valley. Now you set your sights on number one Axtell to wrap up the regular season. They have already locked up the district title. You guys have locked your spot in the postseason as well, but just some position issues there, trying to figure that out here in this final game, depending on how some of the outcomes play out, but obviously into the postseason. When you look at Axtell and how impressive they've been throughout the course of the year, what stands out about their success?
I mean, yeah, where do you start? They do everything good. Prolific offense. The Detweiler kid is a great player, extremely competitive. And then across the board, they all seem to play with a very high motor, you know, pursuit on defense. The guys up front are gritty and tough and can get the job done each and every week.
I've talked about this with some of the other TVL coaches. Obviously, the TVL, very good year in and year out, but do you feel like maybe this season it was a little more competitive and a little more balanced than in years past?
Yeah, we think so. You know, there's a little more parity, especially at the top. You know, it was so top-heavy for my entire tenure here, and maybe a little more parity this year. Yeah, the teams are able to compete. Those top four or five teams are able to compete with each other a little bit better this year, it seems like.
So when you look at the expectations and keys to the game to spring an upset against number one Axtell this week, what's on the chalkboard?
Well, we can't make any mistakes. You know, that's the number one thing. No, we got to take care of the ball. We can't have penalties, those kind of things. We're going to have to play a really good ball game.
That is Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman joining us. His 4-3 Buffaloes will wrap up the regular season against number one Axtell on Friday. That ball game can be heard on 92.1 KMZA, pregame starting after the conclusion of the Friday Night Fever show. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time throughout the course of the year, and good luck on Friday against Axtell.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.